This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Welcome to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP, the federal leader in retirement planning seminars sponsored by WEPA. Join NITP for an hour of plain talk on planning your future. You've got questions, and they've got answers.
Good morning and welcome to the November 2nd, 2020 For Your Benefit radio show. My name is Bob Lines. I'm a co-host today with Ray Kirk. Ray is a PhD, retired Fed, and fortunately a current benefits speaker with NITP. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, and joining us, we're going to divide the show into halves. So the commercials will be midway through rather than spaced through. So the first half, we're going to welcome Dan Morgan. Dan is the General Manager for Commercial Markets and Federal Programs at VSP Vision Care. Wow. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Dan.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thanks.
I love doing this every year.
Yeah, and we enjoy it as well. Dan, you're in California, correct?
I am actually in Texas right now. I live in Texas, but our corporate headquarters are in Sacramento, California.
Okay. Fortunately, we had Dan live a number of times over the years, and it's always a pleasure live or on the screen.
And well, he's still live today.
Yeah.
He's just not sitting next to you.
Okay. Maybe this is better. Anyway, so the second half of the show, we're going to talk about Dominion National Dental. All righty. And Mike Davis, he's the president and COO, chief operating officer of Dominion. So he's going to join us about midway through. We'll switch chairs and we'll finish it up with him. So, Dan, what's the latest and greatest from VSP?
Well, every year we always like to start out with an adage that our old friend Al Schubert mentioned, that eyes are the window to the soul. But what many people don't know are that eyes are windows to your health. And through a comprehensive eye exam, your eye doctor has the only unobstructed, non-invasive view of blood vessels, which allows for early detection, treatment of serious health issues like diabetes and appetite before symptoms show. And I wanted to make sure I make a plug. Speaking of diabetes, November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. However, all year round, VSP is focused on helping reverse the growing trend of pre-diabetes, diabetes, and other eye diseases caused by diabetes.
So, Dan, question.
Yes.
With regards to the services you provide and the equipment, if you will, that you buy, do you have programs for what you just mentioned, for people that say, well, I'm not so sure what glaucoma is, what are the warning signs, if I have an issue, you can't subscribe diets. But like you say, the window's to the soul, but what happens when somebody looks in that window and they don't like what they see? Is there like a wellness program that they can follow throughout their association with VSP?
Absolutely. We have a number of services that we provide for. The first thing we wanted to do whenever possible is to identify and coach around pre-diabetes. Before you cross that threshold, making sure that employee or members are understanding the importance of diet, importance of taking care of their overall health so that it does not lead to diabetes. If it does go to the next stage, then our eye doctors are working with them around, again, coaching and then providing additional services for those members that have diabetes in terms of additional eye screenings or retinal screenings throughout the year at no cost. So it's really the importance of letting them know that they have vascular issues related to diabetes and that those are, you know, promulgated throughout the body if they're not careful. And so when they share with a person with diabetes, you know, the importance of managing it, or it will lead to blindness, that really, I think, is an alarm that gets people committed and engaged in their care.
Now, what would you say the percentage of folks that are members utilize this other service, this wellness service, if you will?
I think we have pretty good engagement. I couldn't speak to a specific percentage, but I know we have really good engagement because, especially during the pandemic, being able to address your either a diabetic condition or any of these other conditions that are detected and managed through eye optometrists and ophthalmologists, being able to go into a safe environment like an OD's office practice and being able to focus on your diabetes and focus on some of the other issues that are detected in that non-sterile environment or into an unsafe emergency room or what have you. So, in fact, we provide essential eye care services all the way through through December 1st for current VSP members. So, if they have a foreign object in their eye, they can go into the eye doctor and receive care at no cost to the program. VSP is actually picking up the cost of these services to make sure that people feel comfortable going into an optometrist or an ophthalmologist office in the network to have these conditions treated versus having to go into the emergency room or urgent care facility.
Now, you said that's through December 1st. Is that a benefit that's going to go away then next year, in the next plan year?
Yeah, I'm sorry. A good question, Ray. It's through December 1st, VSP is picking up the cost for all of our clients and members for those essential healthcare services. But those will continue on into next year with the cost of the program or the cost of those services going towards the insurance program.
So in the products you offer and services, if you will, what do you find surprising that people aren't aware of or that you provide that?
You know,
sorry.
I think that the number of new, the lens technology that's available these days is remarkable. The things that a lot of companies, including VSP and our own proprietary lens products are doing to address, from digitally surfaced progressive lenses to new polycarbonate materials to our blue light blocking lens technology. So the VSP has a new SunSync Elite is the name of the product. And it's like a photochromic lens that goes dark outside and light inside. But our proprietary product actually gets a third of what other products take to get dark and light when you go in and out. You know, you walk in and they're still a little bit dark for a while, and it takes a while for them to get clear inside. And ours take a third of the time to get clear when you walk back into a building. So I think that being open to the number of new lens technologies that are coming out on the marketplace and seeing how those benefit their lifestyle, benefit their work, benefit them working from home. You know, due to the pandemic, many of us are spending more time at home and in front of screens, exposing our eyes to the impacts of digital eye strain. So symptoms like headaches, blurry vision, and severe dry eye are all prevalent nowadays. And the eye doctor can help reduce those symptoms through some of those technologies I just mentioned.
Yeah. I have a question about the photosensitive lenses, because my own personal concern is that transition or whatever the right phrase is, the lenses you're describing work in when you're driving? Because I know that's an issue with some of the photosensitive lenses.
Absolutely. Yes, Ray. They are designed for that purpose, not to get completely dark and to get completely light. If you're driving and it's dusk, they're going to adjust accordingly,
right? But I know,
and give you the right amount of darkness or clarity that you need.
But I know some of the lenses aren't as photosensitive if you're like behind a windshield, because that's filtering out some of the rays, which interacts with the lens operation.
True. Good point. Yeah. The technology is evolving every day to address those specific issues that all of us have done dealt with in photosensitive lenses over the years, and to make sure that all those things are taken into account for sure.
So, Dan, I got a question. And with regards to marketing or response, what do you find the attractiveness of joining VSP that surprises you? Certainly, it's quality product. I'm not trying to say that, but there probably is something that gets the individual and say, I didn't know I could do that, or I didn't know that VSP offered that.
Yeah, Bob, we have, I have no scientific proof of this, but there is a significant brand loyalty. when you have nearly 90 million Americans covered by our program, and many of the our members had coverage through their parents, or they had it at another job. The brand recognition, the brand loyalty behind VSP is very, very strong. And we take care of our members through things like member promise. So if a member isn't satisfied with the services or the eyewear they received from their optometrist, our frontline customer service reps have the ability to waive their services and give them a whole new fresh set of benefits at no additional cost to make sure that they're having the best possible eye care and eyewear experience that they can. We want to create a partnership, a collaborative partnership with both the members and the employers like OPM, FedVip, as well as the doctors, to make sure that when a FedVip subscriber walks into that optometrist office, they say, I have VSP, and the optometrist or their staff, the optician, say, oh great, we love VSP. They want to make it the best possible experience. The other thing that we are very well known for is our cost controls on the extras, the things beyond the routine services covered under the plan. And so when they walk out and they might have $100 or $200 out of pocket, they feel like that was a value. They, I got all of that for only $100 out of pocket versus walking out with several hundred and sometimes even $1,000 out of pocket and saying, what value is this benefit if I'm having to pay so much in premiums every month, as well as so much out of pocket when I visit the optometrist? And so that's a real focus for us, is to make sure we have the strongest cost controls possible, so that they walk out, they walk into the office having a positive experience, and then they walk out feeling really good about what they got for their money spent.
And another side of that question, because you've been focusing on staying with VSP and the value once you remember, what's the factors you think get people to tip over from not having any vision insurance plan to selecting anybody? And in your case, hopefully you want it to be VSP, but just to make that transition from no plan to a plan.
Yeah, I think it's called aging, Ray. another critical difference between VSP and other vision plans out there is that we encourage utilization. We encourage people to join a plan even if you don't have visual acuity problems. We want people to get in and get that eye exam, so that they can have early detection of disease states that may not be related to their vision. We want to make sure that they realize the importance of eye exams, just like they do all other preventative care that employers are encouraging. So that real focus on overall health and well-being is an important message for VSP versus we want you to come in and buy glasses from us. And our optometrists support that through the diabetic care that we provide, through the coaching and guidance that they give. We do diabetic eye care reminders. So if somebody, a person with diabetes goes in and gets their eye exam and then they don't get another one for 14, 15 months, we send them a reminder. It's not, hey, with your diabetes, it's just a reminder that it's important every year to go in and get that. And it's a very altruistic program and belief system that we have, but we really mean it. I think our members, subscribers, and people who haven't enrolled feel that that way, that we're truly taking care of their health and well-being and not just driving them in to buy expensive glasses at a retail store.
So after listening to this, I want to access your website, but I don't know what it is.
Thank you very much. ChooseVSP.com.
ChooseVSP.com. Okay, next question has really nothing to do with vision or whatnot. How about vanity? With regards to people's frames, I've seen people go in and they spend, you know, a chunk of change for because translucent whatever they are or Elton John type frames. And I don't think you lack any ability to choose anything you want with your program. Am I right with that?
That's correct. Thank you for bringing that up, Bob. We absolutely want our members to be able to go in and choose the product for their lifestyle, for their vanity, for their pocketbook. We want to make sure that they have that choice and are not forced into a corner where they're having to spend more than they wanted to, or forced into a selection of frames that are not attractive to them as a consumer. So having a broad range of choices at the same time, we also have a frame company, Marchand, with a number of stylish frames and from brands like Nike, Ferragamo, Calvin Klein, DKNY, Flexon, that FedVip members can get additional value on. So we're not steering them towards those particular brands, but if they do choose one of those brands, they'll get additional value on those. And something new, by the way, for VSP is we acquired VisionWorks, a chain of over 740 retail optometric clinics, and there's 29 in the DC metro area, in fact. And those enrolled in the high option will get $200 to spend on any frame, not just the brands I mentioned, but any frame that's in a VisionWorks store. So that's new for VSP for 2021 going in. So very high value. But again, it's not to say that we want people to feel like they have to choose from a particular, choice of brands or off of a wall of brands. But we want to give them that high value, like $200 at a VisionWorks store to be able to get any brand so that the cost is not prohibiting them from getting the kind of brands that they want. The other thing that's really new in the space is around sustainability. One of our brands is called Dragon. It's an active lifestyle brand, and they're making frames out of upcycled plastic water bottles. They're also making plant-based materials. And so sustainability, using the sustainability products to make frames. Another line that we have is Pure, and they're extremely, extremely lightweight. So you get style as well as comfort. And when we're having to wear, say, glasses with an anti-reflective and blue light coating all day because we're on Teams and Zoom and all the Ring and all these various platforms, you want to have that lightweight material so that you're not putting a lot of pressure on your ears and the bridge of your nose. And all the while having them be stylish. So when you're on that virtual meeting, everybody compliments you on how good you look in them.
Really? Would it help an accountant?
Well, absolutely.
Looking at your website, and you also have an online eyewear shopping. That popular?
Yeah,
that's kind of something that is intriguing to me, but I'm, also kind of nervous on the concept of trying on glasses, having spent decades and decades buying glasses by going into a store, the idea of just looking at the frames online. It's a big gap.
Absolutely, Ray. And our online store, Eyconic, that's EYECONIC, has been very popular, and it's been growing every year. In terms of utilization and engagement, and it's become one of the number one sites for obtaining eyewear, but never more so since the pandemic.
Right.
And so if somebody felt comfortable with their current prescription, then they get it verified through Eyconic, and they can go out and shop online. And we've been investing a lot in the virtual try-on technology. And where it's getting really good. When it first started, it was a little clunky. The glasses looked a little bigger on your face than they do in real life. But the technology now is phenomenal. And so being able to go out and try on sunglasses and regular prescription eyewear and all that virtually is a lot of fun. And being able to take snapshots of each of those. So you, Ray, you try on four virtually. You take snapshots of it and then you send it to loved ones and say, which ones do you like the best? So you get a little validation, online validation as well. So you make sure you don't have buyer's remorse when you actually receive them and put them on. So in addition to the virtual try-on, all VSP members get additional discounts for their purchase. So you can save up to $220. The other thing that's really unique for Iconic from the beginning is that it integrates with the insurance. And so it'll know when you sign in that it'll know how much your frame allowance is and how much you can spend. And then it'll take a copay and everything. So you're basically just paying for any overage, if there is any, and your copay instead of having to pay and then submit for reimbursement. It's a great outlet for contact lens purchases and refills. So our price points for contacts on Iconic are right in there with the most competitive price points in the marketplace. So if you're a contact lens wearer going out and seeing what products are available, getting refills, and of course getting free shipping and free returns. And so it has been a great solution during the pandemic for folks who don't want to go in or outside of their house or into a medical environment and make sure they're staying safe and healthy. So Iconic, EYECONIC, is a great solution for that.
Right. And then one of my personal hesitations about an online, what happens when you need to get them adjusted, which is inevitable?
That's a big difference for VSP in that we involve your optometrist in that process. So when you receive the glasses, and even sunglasses, you can bring them into your optometrist and they'll do free fitting for you. So to make sure that everything's right. And if not, they'll work with us to get the right temple length or what have you in terms of pupil distance or anything that may have been missed. So they'll do a fitting and an evaluation. That's more of a contact term, but fitting and evaluation of that the glasses are the right fit for you and help you out if they're not.
We're good.
At no cost.
I just got the high sign from the ever efficient engineer, and he says, you have another minute or so to go. So final thoughts?
You know, when we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the other access differentiation that VSP provides. So if you humor me after we return from the break, love to chat about that.
Okay, we're gonna try that. Anyway, Andrew, the best engineer in the country, is going to stop for a spot or two.
Life insurance is a conversation worth having. As a civilian federal employee, you have access to exclusive coverage from WEPA, the life insurance choice of over 46,000 feds and their families. With WEPA Group Term Life Insurance, you can apply for up to $1.5 million in portable coverage at a competitive price. Last year, the average fed who switched saved $375. WEPA is a proud sponsor of For Your Benefit, presented by NITP, Mondays 10:05 to 11 a.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WEPA has been insuring the future of feds and their families for more than 75 years. To learn more about life insurance for feds by feds, visit WAEPA.org today.
Who do you trust when making your most important decisions? National Institute of Transition Planning has been the trusted source for federal retirement planning, serving new, mid-career, and pre-retirement federal employees for more than 30 years. NITP subject matter experts bring more than 800 years of collective expertise on federal benefits, financial transition, and estate planning. Visit NITPinc.com. That's NITPinc.com to sign up for their free monthly newsletter and information about free webinars.
Does planning for retirement seem like a daunting task? Is retirement years away? It will arrive sooner than you think. Prepare now to stay on track. Join the thousands of federal employees and retirees who have already attended National Institute of Transition Planning's free monthly webinars to learn more about retirement and financial planning. NITP is the national leader and trusted source for federal retirement information. Visit NITPinc.com to sign up for NITP's free monthly newsletter and webinar.
Welcome back to NITP's For Your Benefit radio show. Dan Morgan is going to spend another 2 minutes with us in his closing comments. Go for it, Dan.
Thank you, Bob. I mentioned earlier about VisionWorks and our acquisition of that retail chain. You know, BSP had not had a lot of our optometrists are in retail settings, many of them, probably the majority of them. But having a 740 location nationwide retail footprint is really exciting for us. And I know that that's been an issue for FedVit members in the past, that we don't have a retail solution. And so being able to announce that and hopefully encourage people to enroll with us to give VisionWorks a try, with especially with additional value. The other point I wanted to make is about Premier. Premier is a component of our network where you get special bonus offers, rebates, promotions, free fittings and adjustments, retinal imaging, a very, very broad selection of frame brands that fit within the FedVit additional value programs. And then eyewear protection programs that include 1-year warranties on Marchand and Altair frames. So a lot of added value and trust that you're going to get the best service and technology available through our Premier. And the way to do that is when you go out to choose VSP.com, you look for the Premier banner on the online provider locator. So I encourage folks to give the Premier doctors or VisionWorks a try and hopefully can enroll knowing that they're going to get the best value amongst the vision offerings, and please choose VSP.com. And remember, the open season dates are November 9th through December 14th of this year.
Thank you, Dan. As usual, great time. Say hi to Al, and we'll talk to you probably in about a year.
Fantastic. Thanks, Bob and Ray. Great seeing you both.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All righty. Well, the second part of the show, we're going to have Mike Davis. Mike is with Dominion. How do I say this? Let's call it Dominion. You fill in the blanks here. And we're talking dental programs. And I'm sometimes lost for words because this is an area I don't always understand, medical, believe it or not. So, Mike, why don't you take it from here and tell us about the good things you offer?
Hey, good morning.
Good to see you, Mike. Again.
Let me see if I can make sure I get this right so I can hear everybody just right. Good morning. Yes. So I'm Mike Davis, president and co-founder of Dominion National. Thanks for having me this morning. Dominion National, we serve over 900,000 members, including employer groups, individuals, on and off exchange, and leading health plans across the country that have us handle the back end administration of their dental programs. Dominion has been around since 96. We started up in Old Town Alexandria. I'm a lifelong Alexandrian, and unique as that may be, my son goes to, or at least pre-COVID, went to the same school I went to, and soon my daughter will be there as well. Dominion moved to Crystal City in 2016. Crazy how it's been 4 years. And so this is our backyard. I guess Amazon's moving into our backyard. We currently have over 200 employees. Most of those are in Crystal City. However, we have been very much virtual with only a few essential employees coming in from time to time. We have been a participating dental carrier, Federal Employees Dental and Vision Insurance Program, FedVIP, since 2014. We're only one of 12 2020 carriers participating in the program that makes dental benefits available to federal employees, retirees, TRICARE retirees, and their families. Dominion is the only DHMO program being offered through FedVIP, and we're excited to be entering our second 7-year contract to be a part of the program. You know, our goal is to make dental benefits as easy and affordable as possible for federal employees, and retirees, and TRICARE retirees.
So that's great. So you can be a guest for another 7 years?
Yeah, exactly. Looking forward to it.
Very good. Now, is there a website, as you speak, I'm going to maybe ask you this twice, that somebody can go to while your words are clear, sometimes our memories are not. But if I could go to a website and say, okay, I remember that discussion that you gave us. How do I get to that site?
Yeah, actually, we have a pretty simple website, you can visit us at federaldentalplans.com. There you can review our plan information, find a dentist, view enrollment presentation, and see a list of FAQs. To enroll, you go to benefits.com. Maybe I'm speaking a little too fast. Federaldentalplans.com and no spaces or anything like that. And benefits.com is for all the FedVIP. We'll also be holding open enrollment webinars that are very similar to our enrollment presentations online, with some interactions directly with our service manager. So look on those, that website to get updates and really get all the detail and all the information that you need to know about the dental program that we offer.
What kind of questions do you get from prospects that you're surprised that they maybe aren't aware of? I mean, they say, yeah, I need this, but they don't know beyond I need this. Do you find anything kind of across the board that surprises you?
Well, I don't know that it really surprises me so much. I think somebody, one of you mentioned it just a second ago, you know, not something I know a lot about. Insurance is, you need it when you need it. And you probably may walk into every interaction. You know your dentist, you know what you need to do from getting dentistry, but maybe not everything you want to know because you trust that person. It's like going to an auto mechanic. You go, your car's making a noise, so you go check it out, and may not be really sure what needs to be done. But from dentistry, you know you need to have something done, but you need help getting there. So I think from dentistry and dental insurance, you might not know all the, or even care about the inner workings, the administration, the process between the member and the carrier. But DHMOs, we offer a unique product. It's a DHMO plan. I think what we try to do is make it very easy for our customers. Dental HMOs plans include predictable, predetermined fees. They're not a percentage plan, which pays a percentage of an amount. They are designed for transparency for members and dentists, that there are specific copayments listed for each service. You know what dental procedures you need to have completed. You'll know how much you'll pay for your dental care even before you get to the dentist. A PPO plan is a little different, as it typically covers procedures as a coinsurance. And it might not be clear to the member what their out-of-pocket costs will be. For example, a major service like a crown may be covered at 50%, but 50% of what? With our FedVIP DHMO plans, members know that on our high option plan, they're going to pay $380 for a crown, with the average cost of a crown in DC metro area coming in around $1,500, you're saving over $1,000. Also, our DHMO plans, they do not have annual maximums. This means that the customer can receive as much service as needed without worry that the benefit will max out and the customer having to pay balance billing. And one of the unique things about the DHMO is you have to receive service from a participating network dentist. Dominion offers one of the largest DHMO networks in the Mid-Atlantic, with over 5,000 dentist listings, over 1,200 in the DC metro area alone. But with the PPO plan, you have the flexibility to see any dentist, and you're ultimately paying for that convenience. DHMO premiums are typically much lower than PPO plans. Our rates are the lowest in the region. A biweekly premium start under $6 for an individual. And our high option plans under $10 for an individual and about $28 for a family plan. So I guess in general, I don't know exactly. Everybody asks different things, and pretty much it's I go to my dentist, and how much does it cost, and what's the coverage? So in general, DHMOs have predictable fees, no annual maximums, and has low premiums. Where PPOs have a coinsurance or a percentage of coverage, typically higher premiums than annual maximums, but also with the DHMO, you have to use one of our network dentists, whereas a PPO, you can typically go in and out of network.
You mentioned a fairly large number of people in and around the Beltway. Is it? I doubt that it's evenly spread because you have pockets that are more populated than others. Do you see a growth area? Is it Virginia? Is it Maryland? Is it D.C.? Or is it all the same?
Well, I think it is. Dentistry is local. It's where you live. If you are living in one of the growing areas out past Dulles Airport, or you're Columbia, Maryland, or Baltimore growing, or, as our population grows and expands, So does our network. So for us, we are very great as a network in the urban and suburban areas and the growth areas. And we try to grow our network. We're always looking at geographic gaps, both the density, try to be convenience within the cities as well as we grow, make sure there's we maximize accessibility as the population grows and moves. And I think we're seeing a little bit more of a sprawl into the rural and suburban slash rural areas as people move a little bit out of the city maybe as we go next few years. So we're always paying attention, trying to recruit where we see there may be a gap or where there's. And one of the things we do with our program is we ask our members to, if they don't see their dentist in our list, we ask them refer their dentist. Referrals are probably our most successful recruitment mechanism to get new dentists on board. Now, a dentist, when they do order and when they apply, they do have to go through a credentialing process that mirrors those guidelines that the NCQA put out there. So there's a rigor to putting a dentist on board, but we do get maximize success when we get referrals from current patients with a dentist.
Now, you've been focusing as Dominion only in the Washington, broadly speaking, the Washington area. It's a regional plan.
Well, the DHMO plan that FedVIP is in the Mid-Atlantic area, Pennsylvania, okay. Southern New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, DC, and the Northern Virginia, Richmond, Central Virginia, and go east down the 64 corridor to the Tidewater or Hampton Roads area. I'm not really sure what it's called. I've always been Hampton Roads, but I think a lot of people call it Tidewater, but down there in Virginia Beach area.
Okay.
So, again, the website, because we're talking about different things and the like, and I always, some people don't write down the websites fast as others. So one more with that after all your good discussion.
Yeah, it's a federaldentalplans.com. Just the way it sounds, no spaces or hyphenations, federaldentalplans.com. And everybody's probably gotten literature from all the FedVIP federal employees, retirees, and TRICARE retirees have probably received. Benefed is the consolidator, the enroller for all the different dental plans. And that's Benefeds, BENEFEDS.com. So for Dominion, it's federaldentalplans.com. And then for all of the FedVIP opportunities for dental and vision, it's Benefeds.com.
Well, crediting your success to marketing and the like, I would imagine the backbone of any provision like that is the docs that you have. So I'd imagine that's not the easiest to find. You know, not everybody's created equal. Some I'll say accountants. All right, some accountants can speak English, most can't. So how do they deal with, in your case, patients? And do you have like minimum qualifications for somebody to join your network with regards to them being a provider rather than a member?
Yeah, I mean, strictly speaking, it's qualified dentists start with, they have to be a licensed dentist, good standing in the state with their dental license. We do go through a checkpoint process, validating certain databases and certainly credentialing, but we don't want to limit the access. We want people to that it can see patients that are available for appointments that are in good locations. They certainly are looking for handicap accessibility restriction, but we do validate language spoken, how many chairs they have, the access to the office. So we do have a rigor that we go through for the credentialing process, but we're not trying to limit the number of providers out there. We want to make sure we can maximize access and people can review the service. One of our proponents and dentist and as an insurance carrier, we want to make things, we don't want to get involved in the dentist-patient relationship if a member needs services. We don't have restrictions really have restrictions for the services. It's about the dentist-patient relationship we want to complement. But we're there to answer questions if there are any questions from the dentist or the member side, and if there's any type of negotiation that needs to occur, which our concerns or issues, we'll get involved. But we really don't get involved. It's really about the dentist and patient. We don't want to get in the way of receiving treatment. But we, we want to be easy to work with from the dentist perspective and the member's perspective. That is probably our ultimate goal, is to be one of the easiest companies to work with.
Okay, so I'll follow what I'm hearing you say. You don't have a pre-qualification. That's not the right phrase. So the dentist says that you need a crown or you need an inlay or whatever. They don't have to, there aren't categories of services that they then have to submit documentation to you before you approve that being done for the patient.
Exactly. Is that correct? That's absolutely correct. We don't have pre-authorization paperwork. I hear you.
That's the phrase.
Pre-authorizations. If a dentist says, hey, you want, it looks like your tooth's cracked. We want to get that, replace that filling, that crack back there in your molar with a crown. They don't need to come to us. They can have that, provide that with the member. The HMO plan is unique in that, you go into a participating dentist, that dentist is providing the member. We have guidelines that are put out there to help the provider manage the services, but no, we don't have any pre-authorization paperwork that's necessary.
So what have you found with regards to the push-pull, if you will, of the public to the dentist in your empire? In other words, can you identify a profile of an individual that may want the service, and then you market that? I'd imagine it's tough, and probably you're going to say, no, you just have great docs and provide a great service, and the rest follows.
Yeah. Absolutely. We have great docs, great service, the rest follows. But, like I mentioned earlier, it's a local thing, dentistry, and dentistry needs from customers. It could be customers who've been to the dentist in many years, and they need, one of the things I've noticed and read about, outside of the cost of service, people are afraid. So the number one reason people don't go to the dentist is because they're afraid. They're anxious about it, outside the money, because it can be expensive. So if somebody hasn't been in a long time, the DHMO is a perfect plan because it doesn't have maximum annual dollar limits. It doesn't have, so you can get all the work that you need to be done first year of service. In addition, somebody's been going to the dentist every 6 months, every year, got a pretty healthy profile from an oral health perspective. If they're looking for a safety net, our DHMO program provides a good safety net. If their dentist happens to be in our network, the member could probably save some money on their service, any x-rays and exams every year for the low premium. In case they need a crown or something else, we've got a safety net of a very low low copay for the person to receive those services. Ultimately, what we're trying to do is make it easier for people to receive preventive dental services. And I think if they get preventive dental services, they can get to a state of health, oral maintenance, and be satisfied, so they don't have multiple times. I think we're trying to increase that relationship between that and the dentist. When they have that, they're more likely to get engaged, and there's a lot of correlations between improved dental health to improved overall health. We've got many studies out there that look at people that are enrolled in the medical plan, dental plan, and we look at the comparisons, and there's a lot of lower medical costs, particularly with chronic health conditions. There, it can lower some of the procedures or medical costs by $1,000 a year if the had a preventive dental visit. So there's a lot of correlation to improved medical health with dental health. So I think, as far as a profile goes, I think we all need to go see the dentist. That's first and foremost. More often you go see the dentist, the more healthier your oral health is, and hopefully that can also go towards a more healthy overall. As I mentioned, there's certain correlations to different chronic or diabetics or coronary care. So there's a lot of opportunities to have a whole health improved experience through the dental plan. And so trying to make it easier for members to receive services from dentists, and trying to put barriers in between, from pre-authorizations, as you mentioned a minute ago, to annual maximums. We're really trying to improve the opportunity for members to get to a dentist without having to go over a bunch of hurdles for improved oral health.
What do you find to be the motivator of encouraging someone, or the deciding factor that someone decides they're going to get, and this year I'm going to enroll in a dental plan? It's because they actually went to the dentist and found out they need lots of procedures, or just that fear factor, and they find that. Is there any specific motivator you're aware of to, you know, get over the point of no dental plan to having a dental plan?
Well, I think as we get older, I certainly can attest to this. As I've gotten older, I need more work done. I try to take care of myself every so often. I can't say that I haven't had a root canal. That's not fun. But knowing that you're going to a certified dentist that's been credentialed, I think that provides a little bit of comfort. Knowing what you're going to pay out of pocket before you walk in, that provides a level of comfort. So understanding, like you mentioned, if you have a treatment plan, you haven't been in a while, and you get a treatment plan that lists out all these services. So getting dental insurance might reduce the financial burden. Hopefully it can engage you with an insurance plan. You can provide education to the member to make it easy. Whether there's applications, there's technology. Perhaps there's even some dentistry that you can do a virtual exam and kind of get an understanding of what your virtual oral health is like, and with the recommendation to go see a dentist. And maybe you need a little bit more work than you expected, but try to bridge that fear gap so the person can get engaged with the dentist and get engaged with the oral health and get in to see the dentist. And maybe if you have a good treatment program or virtual, you might be able to minimize the number of times you need to go to the dentist, and they can schedule accordingly so that you can get, maybe you need to get a filling done, and they can do that the first visit rather than walking out, having to make another appointment and going back in. And I guess certainly during the days, you want to limit your number of engagements probably. So go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Well, you said something that triggered a thought about having a treatment plan. So, and I guess in the dental insurance world, the concept of pre-existing conditions doesn't exist, right? So there aren't any criteria that, well, you already had that, whatever, that the root, that cracked tooth when you started the plan year, therefore we're not going to pay the full benefits for that. That concept doesn't exist. Is that correct?
Well, I think ultimately, yes, I think you're right. Or generally, yes, we don't have the pre-existing conditions. One of the conditions that people generally had was what's called a missing tooth clause. So if you had a missing tooth before you got the bridge or bridge work that would need to be done to improve that missing tooth, dental or health, that would sometimes be included. And most plans have gotten rid of that. We certainly don't have that in our program, in the DHMO programs, but you got to be careful. There might be a plan or two out there that may have a missing tooth, pre-existing condition. I generally, people have gotten that, but you should always be careful and make sure you read the fine print.
So, always good advice. reading the plan documents is a key first step.
I think most of us have tried to make those, and it's hard to make those in plain English, and you try your best to try to make these very easy to understand and comprehend what the program is. We constantly are working with the marketing team and making sure the policy team and the marketing team working together to make sure it's easily understood what is covered. And you try to make a FAQ as simple as possible. But again, it is technical terms, and we're trying to make it as convenient, consumer friendly as we can.
So I noticed one of the bullet points, you have teeth whitening and Invisalign. So for the vanity folks, Not that they're the only ones that do this, but I'm not so sure everybody knows what Invisalign is.
Yeah. Invisalign, I think a lot of marketing has been done for. Invisalign's really a kind of an adult orthodontia. You can get realigners, or you can get an easier way to maybe move a couple of teeth around in your mouth. And people, you know, you talk about vanity, people want to improve their smile, teeth whitening procedures. We have some discounts on Invisalign. We again, it's more like an adult ortho program. And you really can't see, not like the hard, the silver brackets and bands that you had, people have as kids, but more of an adult procedure to move some teeth around to improve the smile. Teeth whitening procedures improve the smile. So we do offer some adult coverage, orthodontic coverage for adults and children with no lifetime maximums. But yeah, I think we all, we all like to have a better smile if we can. So we do offer opportunities for that to happen.
All right. Talking about better smiles, we have 35 seconds. So final comments, please.
Well, I think final comments would be, we've been here for 20 plus years in the Mid-Atlantic marketplace. We've got a great network of dentists. Visit us at federaldentalplans.com. If you have questions, please reach out to our customer service team. Look for a program that meets your needs. There's a lot of opportunities out there. We think we have a couple of lower coverage and high coverage products that are available. So take a look at that. If you have any questions, let us know. If you have a recommendation for us to recruit your dentist, please let us know. We're, I guess, open enrollments starting next week. And it goes through after Thanksgiving. So hopefully you can find a program that meets your needs.
All right.
Some help, please give us.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ray. And we'll be back next year, I hope, once again.
You've been listening to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP and sponsored by WAPA. Please tune in next Monday at 10 a.m. for a topic solely devoted to you, the federal employee. This show can also be heard on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search For Your Benefit. Thanks for listening.